Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Sharon Brumfield, and welcome to Spiritual Refreshing. We're excited this morning to have you with us and join us for an awesome show. We have a wonderful woman of God who will be joining me this morning, and so I'm excited to have Kathy Lee with us today. I met Kathy earlier this year, I believe it was. We had an event with Mission I Impossible, and that's one of our workshops. We have workshops for Mission I Impossible, and we go, and our last one was in Madison, and it's a time of a refreshing for people to come out and get information on goal setting, prayer, and being powerful in the kingdom of God and being able to use the power that God has given us to move forward in our lives. And so that was a great time, and Kathy Lee joined us for that event, and so we're excited to have her join us this morning to share with us about her business. And actually, she has an upcoming event that she's working on with breast cancer awareness. And so today we're going to have her on the line with us. We're going to have her join us on the line in just a little bit. And so as I'm getting ready to have her join us on the line, I just want to open us up in a word of prayer. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to even wake up this morning. You've given us the use of our limbs, oh God, and you've given us creative ideas and witty inventions in ways that we can further your kingdom. So this morning, Lord God, we honor you and we bless you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We invite you into this time of discussion and interviewing with Kathy, and we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would be in the midst and you would lead and guide all the conversation, that it would be pleasing in your sight. So, Father, this morning we say welcome and good morning, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Kathy, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. How about yourself?
I'm great.
All right. Well, I was sharing with our listeners how we met at one of our Mission I Impossible events, and you were one of our vendors, and you had your God Morning mugs and baskets available for others. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you are married and you have four children.
Yes. I was born and raised in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all my creativity stems from when I was, like, a child. I would get up on days I had, you know, not much to do, and I would just draw cartoons and just different things. And the ones I can remember from way back were, like, The Simpsons, Animal Crackers, Blondie, Beetle Bailey, you know, just a few. And I would do people's clothing and things like that, too, which didn't, you know, bring in a lot of money because I was too nice.
Okay.
And my favorite subjects in school were math and art, of course. And to look back, you know, on things now, I see that everything played a part of who I am today. And and that brings me to being the owner of God Morning's Coffee Mugs and Baskets. I am you know, just so passionate about my business venture with God. Everything that I have, you know, to do an opportunity or create, like my mugs or my baskets, I'm just so excited, you know, to do them. I've been doing this now for almost 2 years next month, and the reward I get just to, you know, hear or, you know, just see the reaction that people get, you know, when they get a mug or a basket or some of the reasoning behind people purchasing my baskets. And I'm like, wow. And then I would, you know, call the people, too, to get feedback and see how things went, you know, or how did the person like the basket, especially if it was one that I've done for the first time. I did a retirement basket, I think like a couple months ago. And the lady had contacted me to see if I ever did a retirement basket. And I was like, well, no, but I said, I can, you know, just give me an idea of, like, what you're looking for. So she was telling me different things that the lady liked to put in the basket and things like that. So I came up with this one idea to start laminating things. So now I call them on fun facts that I put throughout mm-hmm. baskets now. The lady liked Elvis Presley. So I went and printed off a couple of pictures and different things that he had did and laminated them and put them throughout the basket, you know, to give it a little, you know, more flavor. And the reaction mm-hmm. I got when the lady contacted me back was like she loved it. She didn't want to open it. You know, she just wanted to, you know, just keep it. So those are kind of the things that So I kind of start doing that now. I would ask people, you know, that was getting purchasing a basket for others, like what are some fun things about them that, you know, would be interesting. I even did one where the lady was a hairdresser and she got married on Valentine's Day. So I went and, you know, printed out pictures of that and put them throughout the basket. And actually, when I was dropping it off, the lady was there. So she kind of saw the basket before, you know, she was giving it as a gift. And she was, her reaction then was like, wow, that's nice. I wonder who's that for. So, you know, it's just a few things that I, you know, just like to do. I just like to, you know, see people's reaction of different things that I've created.
Okay, awesome. Tell us more about God Morning. I know that you said it was something that you would greet people, your friends and family on Facebook. Tell us about the concept of God Morning. What does that mean?
God Morning to me is like just a way to wake up every morning and just feel, you know, God's presence. So I would get up every morning on Facebook and greet friends and family with a friendly God Morning all. How are you today? And, you know, different things like that. And then I would eventually, you know, start thinking like, wow, how could I make this, you know, become a blessing to me and others at the same time? So I started, you know, doing like the mugs. I thought about, you know, doing the mugs with, like, I had a song at the time that was a favorite of mine, which was like the Dew in the Morning, Gently Rest Upon My Heart. So then I actually, you know, put that on there. And then, you know, I would, like, think of, like, a picture, try to come up with some other kind of idea just to, you know, bring those all in together. So I'll have the God Morning, and then under that I would have, like, the Dew in the Morning, Gently Rest Upon My Heart. And then on the side I had a picture of some hands with a heart on top of it. So that kind of tied it all in together. So that's kind of like what I do when I come up with the ideas for my mugs.
Okay, and what made you move into baskets? I know that people use many ways to share scriptures and share the love of God, maybe through T-shirts, books, and then, of course, you had mugs. What made you transition into baskets?
Well, with the baskets, because, you know, sometimes you can't just go off of just one idea. So I had started doing the baskets, which were, you know, spiritual also, because in each basket I would, you know, input a Bible. So that was like the concept behind that, to tie everything together with the God Morning. And, you know, what better way to feed someone is through his word. So then that's where that came in, and then I just started, you know, from there I did, like, kids' baskets, like the Easter baskets, and then Valentine's baskets, and those were, like, really, you know, good, too. So I just started from there, and then, like, birthdays would come around, or, you know, people would need this or people would need that. So then it just started, you know, from there.
Okay, how do you keep yourself encouraged? Oftentimes, entrepreneurs get going and then they stop. I believe you started in 2014.
Yes.
Is that what you said? Yes. Okay, so
yes.
Over these last 2 years, what keeps you motivated, even if there's a dry season in your business? How do you stay excited about God morning?
Just the fact that I can just create something with him involved, you know, and being the head of it. You know, that right there keeps me motivated. And whenever I have the opportunity, you know, to put a basket together, you know, if it's just my idea or someone else's, that, you know, right there keeps me, I'm, like, excited just to do it. I've been asked to do baskets, and, like, before I even purchase the items or start even doing a basket, I'm doing it in my head. So fact that I can, you know, get that opportunity that I know I'm going to bless someone with this basket is, you know, my motivation.
Okay. And then also, when people are ordering, give them some information on how they can contact you. Do you do conference mugs? Do you have gift baskets for special events? Just give them some more information, one, on how they can contact you and a variety of ways that they can order mugs and or baskets.
I am on Facebook at God Morning Coffee Mugs and Baskets, and I do have an email, which is godmorningcoffeemugs@yahoo.com, and you can either inbox me there or send me an email, just, you know, put a subject in there, you know, what you're contacting me about. And, yes, I'm able to do, like, one mug or even, you know, more if you have a conference or, you know, a big event coming up, a grand opening, you know, and you would like mugs. I'm able to do it, you know, a bulk order of a minimum of 12. And, you can get them any color, any print, you know, and it usually takes about 2 weeks or so if you want a special order with the mugs. With the baskets, it's like a day or two, you know, unless you want like a special order or something like that, then it would take time for me to get the items, you know, that you're looking for. So my turnaround time is pretty quick.
Okay. Now, can they... are there specific things that must be on the mug, or can someone just give you their idea and that's what you put on the mug?
With each of my mugs, the God Morning stays on each mug. And then, like, if you have, like, a favorite scripture or a verse that you like or your conference theme and things like that, you can even go as far as putting your own picture on there. Also, the only thing that I require to stay is the God Morning, because that's my signature for my mug.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. Also, you're looking for, I'm not sure if you're still looking for people to donate to your breast cancer awareness baskets. Tell us about how you got connected there, how we can help, and just give us some information about that.
All right. It's called Cynthia's Breast Cancer Giving Circle. It all came about last year in October, because that's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so I started, you know, doing the breast cancer baskets, and I had one left over. And I was like, well, since it's not selling or, you know, this or whatever, I said, well, let me look up local charities, you know, in the area. So I came across Cynthia's Breast Cancer Giving Circle, and I read, you know, her story, and it just touched me, because she was, you know, a breast cancer survivor 3 times, and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So from there, I contacted her, you know, to see, you know, if she would like for me to do this, and she was, you know, she was excited, because just the fact that I was, you know, reaching out to her to even do something like this. And she ended up giving it to one of her friends that had just was getting the, I can't even think of the word. She had just started her therapy and everything, so she blessed her with the basket, and I actually got to meet her earlier this year. So, and I thought that was like, you know, really, you know, good and everything within itself. And now I'm trying to do 5 for this
okay.
year to give. And I do have some people that have donated already, and I'm accepting any pink items that you have up to the end of September, because I want to put them together and give them to her in October.
So it's any pink item, you know.
Yes.
They can bring
any
in multiple things, just anything pink, and you're giving these 5 baskets to Cynthia's Breast Cancer Giving Circle.
Yes.
Okay. So,
and she has a website also, if you want to, you know, go on and get more information about her too. She does, you know, amazing things in the community.
Okay. I was going to ask, what does the giving circle mean? You know, is it a place where you can go and get just information, or if it's the place to get encouragement, or maybe I'll have to go on and check it out. I haven't been on yet. Just
yeah, what she does is, you know, people that, you know, have bills and different things like that, it's kind of like a foundation to, you know, help those out in need, you know, when they do have medical bills that are, you know, coming up and they can't handle them. So they're basically there to help the ladies in need of different things that, you know, they would need throughout the process of them going through.
Oh, okay. That's an awesome awesome way to share not only the financial support, but the emotional support, where people can know they're not in it alone, because
yes.
It can be pretty draining. Very
yes.
good. Thank you for sharing that. Did you have anything else you want to share with our listening audience today regarding God Morning, yourself, any other upcoming things that you may have going on that you want to invite anyone to?
Well, right now I do have one of my mugs that I've done, you know, with everything going on in the communities around, you know, not just in Milwaukee, but, you know, around the world. I have come up with a mug, you know, for Black Lives Matter. So I do have those available right now. You don't even have to, like, wait. They're available, like, today if you wanted to get them. They're regularly $15, and I am doing a special right now for $10.
Okay.
And you just have to, you know, contact me. You can go on my page, God Morning Coffee Mugs and Baskets, and inbox me, or on my personal page, which is Kathy Lee, and send me a message there, and I'll respond.
Okay. Well, Kathy, I just want to say thank you so much, one, for reaching out and contacting me about coming on the show. I love to interview people who are doing positive things, people who love God and who are trying to share the love of God and give people what the show is called is spiritual refreshing. Just refresh people. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you're having your coffee or your tea and you have that mug and you can meditate on that scripture, that's giving people a refreshing. And so thank you for being diligent and persistent in your business and trying to share the gospel through your mugs and through your baskets, and just being a person that loves God and just wanting to share his love with other people. Thank you for joining me this morning. As we close out, just one more time, give your information so that people can contact you for your different mugs and baskets, and then, of course, the Black Lives Matter mug that you have right now on special. So before we close out, if you would give them that information, and do you mind closing us out in prayer?
Yes. It is Facebook at God Morning Coffee Mugs and Baskets, and then there's an email, God Morning Coffee Mugs facebook.com, and that's mugs with an S. That's facebook.morningcoffeemugsandbaskets, and email is godmorningcoffeemugs@yahoo.com.
Amen.
Dear God in heaven, I come before you this morning thanking and praising you for this awesome opportunity that I've been given this morning with Ms. Sharon. And I do want to thank her as well as all those others out there that are, you know, doing things according to your word, Lord. And I just want to give all the praise to you. I just want, you know, I just thank and praise you, Lord. I'm just so overwhelmed right now with the opportunities that are, you know, coming up before me due, you know, to you, the blessings. And I just want to thank you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining me. And I thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. This is Minister Sharon Brumfield, and you've been listening to Spiritual Refreshing. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you again. Thank you.